Okay, our next talk is by Ms. Heather Duckins, and it'll be on cotton Gossypium hirsutum cultivars differential response to salinity.
Good morning. As he said, I'm going to be talking about salt response in cotton. As we all know, the Ogallala Aquifer has been the main source of irrigation for the Texas High Plains, and changing climate has increased demand on that. The salt accumulation in the soil and water coupled with the declining supply is requiring us to get an understanding of salt-tolerant crops. These two pictures here are the difference between the saturated thickness of the aquifer from 1996 to 2009, just how drastically that has changed. Cotton is a moderately salt-tolerant crop, but the current cultivars that are being developed now are for high-input, low-stress environments. Increasing salt concentrations in the soil have shown decreased germination and emergence, reduction in both primary and secondary root growth, reduced vegetative growth, reduced yield, and a reduced fiber quality. We have had an ongoing hydroponic salinity screening since 2006 at the Lubbock A&M Research Station. Where 200 cotton accessions have been screened with basically a yes or no, whether or not they survived or not. Dr. Castillo, my predecessor, did that. In 2012, we were tasked by the Ogallala Aquifer Project to modify it to see if we could find halophytic accessions that have a response differences amongst the different cultivars. I originally started testing the lines that were entered into the NCVT trial in 2013 and 2014 with FM989 that was used as the control across each experiment. We were to select cultivars with diverse salt germination response, and from the preliminary screened cotton cultivars, establish trials in naturally occurring soil to investigate the relationship between germination and the hydroponic results, and essentially modify our salinity screening project that we have to evaluate more breeding lines and accessions from the cotton germplasm collection that have been collected from saline geographies in hopes of maybe incorporating that trait for improved salt tolerance. I had two processes to my test. We did a germination response, and where I studied the germination percent and hypocotyl length, and analyzed the reduction of salt treated percent reduction of salt treated and percent germination of hypocotyl length. And then in my hydroponic response, I measured the shoot and root length as well as dry biomass weights, and I tried to analyze the reduction of salt-treated lengths and biomass as a percent of untreated fruit each entry. The germination method I modified from a Hemphill paper that was published in 2006. The experimental design included four blocks of towels and salt-treated towels and two blocks of untreated. Preliminary results showed a germination percent of 72.2%. I selected seven cultivars with the diverse germination results, which are in the gray. Those are the lines that we selected to further test in the hydroponics. Interestingly, Phytogen 499 was a consistent top performer in hydroponics and field as well, which the field data is not shown. My hydroponics method was modified from the same paper, and the system was modified from Dr. Castillo's work previously. The lines that I selected from the germination is what I evaluated in the hydroponics, and it included four tubs of seven entries that were salt treated, and then two tubs that were untreated with 989 as a control. The hydroponic results were a little bit difficult. This graph right here shows the initial test that I initial testing that I ran shows such a difference between 989 that the original method that I was using was probably not going to work. There were many mitigating issues that were so we couldn't get really standard results. In the germination results, these are also just breeding lines that I ran. I've only run this one time. I had to have an increase before I could run it again. I also used selected a diverse grouping out of that, but there were still significant differences detected for germination. There were lots of issues with the hydroponics, and I have spent the majority of my time trying to fix these issues. Mainly contamination from your fertilizer salts, maintaining a pH, algae issues, and then we also modified the greenhouse in which I was using for so that we could do an increase in the winter as well, and disease issues. I worked very hard and found several methods, including using mainly hydroponic, trying to use things that were developed for hydroponic systems, such as like general hydroponics pH solutions, and modifying the protocol itself to help try to mitigate the effects of the grow lots and increased temperature. Once I was able to get some of the minor issues handled, major disease problems started with Fusarium wilt and Pythium. I accomplished to get Fusarium, which is not very common. Pythium is the more common disease that you can get in this type of hydroponic system. And there's not a fungicide available for use in hydroponics. So I did a little mini test. I'm not a disease person. I was just trying to fix it to where I could run a test. I had a control tub, and then I used a Trinity fungicide and Consan 20, which is something that they actually use in hospitals. It's an antiseptic, but my hydroponic guru in Lubbock told me that it's great in your hydroponics to help with the disease. I got the tubs to the salt level in the salt level in which my tests were running at, because the disease seemed to lack more the more saline situation. And I used the recommended rate for keeping pots and just greenhouse tables clean. Unfortunately, they didn't really help. The Trinity seemed to delay it a little bit, but following the rate, it delayed the onset of the disease, but following the timing was not there. It's a 14-day timing application, and I think it might have worked a little bit better if I was brave enough to add it sooner, maybe at 7 days. And the Consan 20 just made it soapy. It was actually pretty amusing. In conclusion, germination screening seemed to be pretty effective at selecting candidates for breeding lines in or cultivars for field screening, which I don't have that shown. This hydroponic system itself is probably not the best way to go about doing this screening. It seems that other hydroponic systems, such as some of the sand systems that I've read about, work a little bit better, and there definitely needs to be a little bit more research by somebody who knows how to do it more than I do on the fungicides for hydroponics. With that, I'd like to thank the Ogallala Aquifer Program and Seed Matters, my committee, especially Dr. Deaver, and the field and lab crew, or field crew and greenhouse crew who have had to put up with me for over 10 years that I've worked there. And any questions?
Any questions for Heather?
The only in my search for things, I have found a real interesting, found several interesting things for lettuce. A lot of the hydroponic work that is in the disease, it's for mainly vegetables, and lettuce is a big one that there seems to be some there. But I haven't really seen it anywhere else, to be honest, sir. If I had it my way, there's several modifications that I would do to the system itself to make it a little bit more effective, and then maybe you can use it for selections. It's great as a yes-no method, so you can add salt and see how many survive, and that's pretty handy, but trying to get small responses, this method is not really great for that.
Any other questions? Jody, you have a question? Okay. All right. Thank you, Heather.